The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hey, it's Andy Park here. Hope you are well and welcome to the New Grad Physio podcast. Whether you're joining me for the 200th time or the very first time, a big welcome first and foremost. And regardless of where you're at right now in your career, whether you're still studying, whether you're, you know, just graduated in the last year or two, whether you're maybe waiting to graduate in the next sort of month or two, if you're in your final year at university, or even if you're a little bit more experienced and have been graduated a little while longer, this podcast is for you, because what I want to talk about relates to all of us, and there's some, I guess, strategies I want to go through that I found have been really helpful throughout my career, probably more so when I first started out, but these sort of themes and strategies keep turning up and I feel for myself, you know, been really key to help me progress as a physiotherapist in the areas that I've worked, and also have been a big part of the way that I've tried to help, you know, hundreds of the therapists that I've worked with and mentored through the New Grad Physio. And the idea for this topic and podcast episode has come off the back of a few weeks of email after email, a fair few direct messages sort of thrown in there, with therapists getting in touch with the similar and same type of questions, really, often sort of positioned in a slightly different way, but ultimately it's the same question. And a lot of therapists, particularly those that have just graduated or are close to graduating, it's coming to the crunch time, you know, it's making decisions about what you want to do next. It's making sense of the therapy world, dealing with those feelings of doubt and uncertainty, which are often referred to as imposter syndrome. And I've talked a lot about imposter syndrome in the past, but it can be a big barrier in you transitioning successfully from university into the real world. Or if you've already been graduated a little while, that's a barrier that could potentially stop you getting to where you want to be. So what I want to share with you in this podcast episode is some insights and offer you some encouragement so you can navigate this period, which I wholeheartedly think and believe is the most challenging period of any therapist's career when you sort of first start out. And I start with that because I think it's really important to remember it's normal to feel out of your depth when you first start out and feel that you're not quite ready, because in all honesty, you're not ready. And the sooner you realise that, probably the better. You have to realise that your university education, and the same for me as it is for you, is only going to teach you so much. And I've gone on record in the past, this is not a dig at any university or lecturers, I think the task they've got to do is impossible. I honestly believe even all the hours we spend at university, which is considerably more on a therapy degree than most of the degrees in any, you know, university in the world, even all those hours on placements, all those additional hours spent on assignments and revision, and you know, it's, there's not many degrees that you can compare that level of contact time and also, you know, self-directed learning, you know, comparable to other degrees. It's massive. You know, you do so much work, and the reason we do so much work is you're probably cramming in 5-6 years work into 3 years for most therapy degrees, and I still think it's enough. And you sort of skim over a lot of the concepts, theories and information that you actually go through. It's really difficult. And I think if I use physiotherapy as an example, because that's the degree that I studied, trying to cover so many different areas when you've got, you know, MSK, respiratory, neuro, cardiovascular sort of rehab and all the rest of it, and you've got all the concepts just related to sort of professional practice and research methods and all the other things you do, writing dissertations, all your placements, all these things thrown in together, you cover so much without really any, obviously, in really any depth. So it's no surprise when you do bounce out of university and dive into a job, whether that's sport, whether that's private practice, whether it's the NHS, it doesn't really matter. You are, you know, missing quite a lot, but that's just fact. That's just life. And like I mentioned just before, I think the sooner you can recognize that, admit that, then that's the line drawn in the sand, where then you can start to actually make some progress. So I think the realization that university almost gets you to the start line, to the start of the race, gets you to graduation, gets, you know, that tick in the box to say that you've qualified as a, you know, sports therapist, sports rehabber, physiotherapist, whatever you may be. But it's ultimately up to you about which race you want to run, and where you want to go, and how fast you want to go. So what I want to give you is a few strategies that I found particularly helpful for me when I was in your shoes as a new grad physio, when I was, you know, graduated, just finished university, and I was ready to enter the real world of work. And in, you know, not only to help me in the first weeks and months of graduating, but probably more so over the first few years of my career as a new grad physio. So number one is to keep learning. And I think you know as well as me, the field of therapy is very vast, and continued learning is part of what you need to do as a therapist. You know, seeking out opportunities to get better, to keep up to date with the latest research in the area that you're working in is clearly very important, but also to build your knowledge base, to build your skills, and to grow your confidence as a new grad physio. Number two is about seeking feedback. So a lot of new grad therapists will often dodge this with, I guess, fear of getting feedback that's maybe not always positive. But although, I guess, you know, negative or we call it less positive feedback, it's not often nice to hear. You know, no one really wants to hear that sort of thing, if we're totally honest. Sometimes you need to hear it, because that's where some of the lessons that you need to learn are. You need to know what you're not doing too well, so you can firstly identify that, and then you can actually then make a decision to do something about it or not. You know, and I think positive feedback's clearly got a place, and it's always good to hear, you know, things you're doing well. It helps to reassure you that you are doing certain things well, but, you know, negative feedback is also equally as important and helpful for you to grow as a new grad physio. Number three is about reflecting on your progress. So I think it's an important sort of skill, if you want to call it that. It's an important task, if you want to call it that, to regularly stop and take the time to actually reflect on your current, I guess, progress and your current performance as a therapist. So that might be reflecting on things that have gone well for you in recent weeks or months, and maybe some of the challenges that you face, and maybe things that haven't gone, you know, so well. That might include a successful patient discharge, a patient you maybe managed, a tricky case. That could be a challenging situation. That may be a challenging question you were asked, or a barrage of questions in a, you know, recent MDT meeting, or, you know, it doesn't really matter what those are and whether they're positive or, you know, or negative in that respect. But, you know, taking that time and making it a process you actually go through regularly can be really, really helpful to, again, to, for you to, again, to one, identify things that, again, if you had your time again, you maybe do differently. That's going to be helpful for you moving forward. But it's also good to give yourself a, you know, a proverbial pat on the back if you've done some things well. And that, again, helps to keep you enthusiastic, motivated about what you're doing. And also helps to fine-tune certain things that, again, are going to help you to become even better as a physio, sports therapist, or sports rehabilitator. So I'd keep a note of these, you know, whether that's a note on your phone, you know, a document on your computer. You could have an old school book or sort of journal where you can just keep little notes in. And I think it's always good also to look back in time and things that you've wrote down in weeks and months previously to see again the things that you were maybe struggling with then, the things that you were doing then, see if you're still doing the good things well, and to see if you've improved on the things that you weren't doing so well. So again, you can push the needle and improve yourself even more as a new grad physio. And finally, number four is mentorship. So if possible, find a mentor. Someone's going to help you, someone that's working in a similar field to yourself, someone that's experienced what you're yet to experience. And I think that is one of the most important criteria, the most important criteria as a mentor. You need someone who's probably two or three steps at least ahead of you, so they understand where you're at right now. They've actually walked in your shoes. They've been where you are right now. They understand that. But also they've, you know, surpassed that. They've progressed on to your next step and even the step after that. So then they can almost tell you again and help you with what you're struggling with right now, but also they can help you feed forward and see some of the challenges, some of the problems that you are yet to encounter, that you will encounter in times to come, that you're probably in the majority of cases not even aware of, because they're not even on your radar yet. And this sort of, I guess, support, help, mentorship is like gold dust. It's invaluable. And I think mentorship is the, I guess, can be the biggest help in any new grad physio's career. I was actually just in clinic today. So I was in my own private practice earlier on today. And I'm actually speaking to a patient of mine who's actually a dietitian, so works in National Health Service. And we're in the clinic room, and the clinic room we're using, I've got some shirts on the wall, some pictures, I've got some like prints done on the back of the windows. A lot of them relate to my time in sport, some of the clubs I've worked with and teams and things like that, you know, rugby and football, and a few other sports and things like that. And she was asking me about a couple of the shirts and then when it was. And then I just asked me really about my career. Did you get straight into sport from university? How did it happen? And the conversation was, you know, went a few different directions. But one of the things she asked me was, how did you progress your career so quickly at the start? So went from, you know, long story short, with my own story, went from straight from university, straight into full-time professional sport. It was at the club that I had grown up supporting. It was my sort of boyhood team. the team that I had dreamt of, you know, working with when I, you know, decided that I wanted to be a physio, a job that I was told when I was at university that it would take me 10 years to sort of get. Yeah, I walked straight out of university and literally the next day I had an exam or assignment handed, I can't remember what it was, on my last day of university. And then the next day I walked into this professional rugby club to start work full time with the first team. And she asked me how that happened. And I actually said to her, you know, being totally honest, I wish I could stand here and tell you it was all my own doing. It was all hard work and effort. And that played a big part without question. I personally tried to work as hard as I could and be the hardest working student in my university class. And I think I was. If I wasn't, there was probably someone working the shadows that I wasn't aware of. But that said, you know, that probably helped me a fair bit. But for me, it was because I had so much help. I had so much great advice, support and guidance from a mentor that I worked with from day one as a new grad. I still actually work with the same mentor to this day. So I first met him back in 2009, so we're now 2024, so what's that, 15 years? And clearly the problems and challenges I have now are very different to when I first started out. But he still helps me with clinical things, with career decisions that I'm going to make and think the work that I do, with my own businesses in relation to the new grad physio, in relation to my private practice work. If I've got a question, whether that's about a patient, whether that's something business related, he's the first person that I will WhatsApp, I will message, I will ring up, try and get him on a Zoom call to help me out, because I value his input so much. You know, he's been there for me since day one, and 100%, and particularly when I first started out, he showed me so many things I was doing wrong. In fact, showed me better ways to do things. And like I mentioned before, he was training me up and helping me, mentoring me for the problems and challenges that I was going to face in the future, which at the time, I wasn't even aware of. And that was, again, the primary reason, you know, just over a year after qualifying, I had a potential opportunity, which turned into a real opportunity, which turned into an actual, you know, actual chance to actually get my dream job and actually progress and be promoted to become the head physio. So that happened 15 months after graduating. So again, a job role I was told at uni that probably take me close to 15 years, not 15 months. But again, I would never have been confident to even think about going for that job and to put myself forward for that opportunity had I not had the help and the guidance and that mentorship in my early days as a new grad physio. So if you're feeling a little bit unsure about your career, your clinical skills, you know, your performance as a new grad physio, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be a good physio. It doesn't mean you're not competent. It doesn't mean you're not capable. You know, you're not always going to have those feelings. And I think sometimes feeling like a bit of an imposter and feeling like you've not quite cracked it yet is actually a really good thing, because it shows that you are self-aware. There is a lot of therapists out there who think they're absolutely crushing it and they're not. So if that's you and you think you're absolutely crushing it, then you might need to sense check that or get someone else to sense check that for you, because you might not be. But I think if you are feeling a little bit like an imposter, sometimes that's not necessarily a bad thing, because it's probably a sign that you want to learn, that you want to grow again, and that you're self-aware, that there is things that you actually need to get better at. But one thing that I would say is, if you do feel like that, particularly if you're feeling overwhelmed, then reach out. I know how hard life as a new grad can be, and I also know what it takes to get you to where you want to be, and faster than you ever thought possible. So if you are thinking that working with, trying to find a mentor is something that might help you, but maybe you're not too sure how this might work or the best way to make this work for you, then head to neurophysio.com/membership. I am more than willing to give you some advice, support, completely free of charge. There's no, I'm not going to try and bend your arm to make you, join my, paid program or anything like that. I set up the Neurograph Physio to help people, and whilst most of my work and time and attention goes into the therapist that I work very closely with inside the membership, I'll always give you some help. If you ask me a question, I will always answer your question. But if you head to neurophysio.com/membership, there's a short form on there that you can gives basically me some information, a little bit about you, about what you're doing at the moment, are you studying, have you qualified, the area that you are working in, which is in the most case, multiple choice questions. Tell me your biggest challenge, and then you can send that straight through to me, and I will get back to you, with some, some help and support and some answers to your questions. So, yeah, I would say of all those things about in terms of keeping learning, about seeking feedback, about reflecting on your progress, and mentorship, they're probably the key four things that I have found were most useful when I first started out, and are probably still the common themes and strategies that I use to this day to try and keep me honest as a physio, to try and keep myself progressing and learning and developing, because we work in an area that's ever evolving, so we need to keep doing those things if we want to try and stay, I would say ahead of the curve, just stay on the curve and keeping progressing. So, keep learning, keep seeking feedback, keep reflecting on what you're doing, and get some help and support. And whether that's, in the form of something formal in terms of mentorship or whatever it may be, that's certainly what's made the biggest difference for me in my own career, and why, a big factor in the reason I set up the Neurograph Physio in the first place, because I've seen firsthand the benefit that good mentorship can have on my own career, and I want to, give that back. And I started doing it informally to start with a few people here and there, but then I quickly understood that that wasn't feasible to do it, and the amount of time it was sort of taking me and what have you. So that's hence why I developed the Neurograph Physio program, so I could take that level of support to a much bigger audience. So if you think that gaining some mentorship could be helpful for you and want to learn more about it, then please head to neurophysio.com/membership. So just to sign off, as always, I really appreciate your time, your attention. I appreciate giving up whatever you're doing, whether you're listening to me in the car, in the gym, on a walk, maybe in a lecture when you shouldn't be, I'm not too sure. I do really appreciate it. I appreciate all the feedback. I appreciate topic areas and suggestions you guys send me through for, things to discuss on the podcast. That's also very helpful because, again, I want to put content out there that is helpful to you. So telling me your biggest challenges and problems and things you're finding difficult is great, because then I can put content together to try and help you with those particular challenges and problems and tricky patients that you might be seeing. So please keep that coming, keep those suggestions and topics and whatever it is, keep sending them over to me, send them me a message on my socials, email, whatever it may be, send them through, and I'll do my very best to include some of those where I can on future episodes of the New Grad Physio podcast. So final sign off. Big thanks again for joining me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you have planned, and I'll speak to you again soon on the next episode of the New Grad Physio podcast.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes, and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.